News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, later today, a new national security or a new commission, a commission's report on policing is due to be published later on today. Amongst the recommendations it's expected to make is that the establishment of a new national security body, which will handle state security separately from An Garda Síochána. The experts involved in the commission also heard from the general public on what changes they would like to see implemented. Now, joining us to discuss this is Professor Matt Bowden, who's a criminologist and senior lecturer in DIT, who's one of his specialist areas is policing, crime prevention and security governance. Good morning, Matt Bowden.
Good morning, Paul.
What would you like to see in this report later today?
Well, it sounds like they're, as you said, they're going to split away the function for national security to this new body. I'd like to see them reproducing that or doing that at a variety of levels, in terms of urban security, but also local security as well, by investing in local structures as well as national structures that take us into the 21st century and give us a type of security management that is required for policing a very different society. Remember, An Garda Síochána was established in the earlier part of the 20th century when conditions were very, very different. And we have a range of different challenges now that we have to meet. And so we need the institutional structures at national, municipal and at local level to be able to deal with some of those.
So, Matt, are you talking about a different tiered system of policing compared to one large organisation like An Garda Síochána?
Yeah, I think one of the challenges facing policing organisations across the developed world is to try and de-bureaucratise themselves a wee bit, because remember, the foundations of policing organisations, they coincided with the formation of large state bureaucracies, and police were first proposed as a way of demilitarising the maintenance of public order, and to do that they have to be taken in under the arm of the state. So they have a history that coincides with the formation of large-scale bureaucracies that we're very familiar with in our country. So, there was an attempt to do this in the Garda Síochána Act in 2005 when the state established the Joint Policing Committees at municipal and local authority level, and also established a number of local policing fora, which are kind of a locally based community safety type initiatives. I mean, we need to see more of these, perhaps, and more investment in these kinds of structures.
I'm just quite curious, how would that work? You said like there's an urban and local security. So how would this local security governance, how would that work?
Well, I mean, there are a few interesting initiatives around the country already at the moment. There's a community safety forum, for example, in the Finglas area near where I live, which I'd be fairly familiar with. I'm the chair of a community safety initiative in West Clondalkin. Basically, we meet on a quarterly basis, and all of the various agencies working towards achieving safety in the area meet and make a contribution to that. But we also have a member of staff who works on a part-time basis, who works with local people to, as it were, de-escalate problems, identify problems as they arise, work in connection with An Garda Síochána to identify safety issues and problems and concerns, and to work together, as it were, to resolve those. That kind of thing needs a lot of investment. We currently run that on a budget of $25,000 per annum, which pays for a part-time worker. It's very, very, very small money, but it does have an impact and value, creates value for that. I'd like to see a greater investment in that kind of, in those kind of local structures, as well as at municipal level. We have the Joint Policing Committees, but you know, I would wonder how effective they are beyond everybody meeting together and agreeing things with each other or having arguments and debates with one another. They really do need to be given real powers, resources, and programs.
Matt, you are one of a number of academics who made contributions or submissions the commission. In academics like yourself regularly talk about the nexus between policing and politics. And when you see this, the report when it's published later today, I was reading a piece by Conor Braby, who is very much well informed in this particular area. He wrote in the Sunday Times recently. He was making the point that this commission little bits of this commission recommendations may be accepted and the rest will be just put out on the long finger. Are you fearful that that might happen?
Well, yeah, I mean, it tends to happen with most commissions or most reports that come making recommendations. You know, the state can then decide which it's going to do and which it's not on a kind of a la carte basis.
But clearly you're suggesting we're at a crossroads here. Either we go in the right direction or the wrong direction from this moment on.
Well, this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity. I mean, I've never seen anything of this scale in my lifetime. And as I heard on another radio station this morning, they described it as the first chance that there's been to reform police and to reimagine what policing is on in this state since its formation. So it is a big event, and I certainly would have great expectations, but I'm going to have to, I suppose, temper my those expectations when I see the report today.
Okay.
And of course, to look at how it might be implemented over time, they may indeed decide to do it on an
a la carte basis. We leave there. We look forward to seeing that, and you'll probably be running lectures in this, Matt, later on. Professor Matt Bowden, criminologist, senior lecturer in DIT. Thank you very, very much for joining us.